Podcast. I'm Andrew.
I'm Nas. And this is number 6.
Yeah, welcome to 2008. We're 2 weeks in now.
Yeah,
2 weeks into no smoking in bars.
I was at Black Dog, actually.
Sunday.
And, you know, I didn't notice it at first.
Uh-huh.
But when I was leaving, I was like, oh, yeah, no smoking.
Yeah,
this is wonderful.
Same thing happened to me. We went to the Hop Leaf last night, and
you
know how smoky that front room gets.
Yeah.
We walked out of there, and we didn't smell ourselves, and that was kind of nice. We didn't have any smoke on us. So plus. So speaking of bars, you know, we've been talking about tipping in fuel this week.
Yes, we have.
Right.
What's yours?
Mine is generally 20% at restaurants.
Same here.
And then, you know, a little extra if it's superlative service.
Mm-hmm.
Generally don't go lower unless, you know, we really, you know, we'd leave if we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, no tip or it's 20%. And you have to do some pretty bad work to get no tip.
Yeah, we then into a while ago. We were at Talk Quick, the Thai place that's
Over on Sheridan,
the
Sheridan stop, yeah.
And I love the place, but on this particular night, I had ordered a dish, the Penang noodles, which had been repeated back to me as the Penang noodles.
And to their credit, or at least to mitigate, their menu does not have Penang noodles. It's Penang rice. It's Penang curry over rice on the menu. So you were ordering something special.
No, they have it on the menu. On the menu. It's on the menu.
I thought it was rice.
No.
Why did they give it to you with rice then?
That is the whole reason
well,
why.
See, that's the thing. They brought it to him with rice. And he didn't
know that?
No, I thought it was on as rice.
No,
and
that's why I got uppity about it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that makes much more sense.
You can see I didn't want it to. It was on. Yeah. So, they have this dish on the menu. It's on the menu. And this has happened to me there.
That was
the third time it's happened. This isn't a special dish. It's on the menu. I think they don't get enough requests for the noodle version.
So they always
get
rice?
Give the rice. Yeah.
Is that more of a Thai thing than a Malay?
I don't know, because Joy's and, Joy's Noodles and Rice and Noodles in the Pot, which are the same, they only have the noodle version.
Okay.
So I don't know what's up with that.
That's weird.
All I can say is, anyway, I got the dish, and then when I told the lady that I had ordered the noodles, she said, no, this is what you're having, in kind of a...
That's too late. It was already made.
So I ended up not leaving a tip.
Yeah.
Because she was kind of rude.
Yeah. The rest of us left tip. We just didn't leave a tip for his portion.
Yeah, so...
But, 20% seems to be the norm. Most people tip 20.
What do you do for cabbies?
I don't take cabs very often, so it's kind of hit or miss. But I guess, depending on how far of a tip it is, or how far of a ride it is, I usually tip, $1 or $2 for the short.
Yeah, same here,
And then, up to like 5 or so if it's a longer trip.
I generally just round up, I guess.
Yeah.
If it's like $7.50 and I only have a 10, I just like okay, here's a 10.
Yeah, I figured
if there's a lot of people in the cab, the change
doesn't count. I mean, you're going to give them the change. I don't know anybody who expects to get coinage back from a ride. The other question was bartenders. I always leave $1 per drink, and that goes the whole night, not just that first round. Some people seem to only tip the first time. It's kind of weird.
I'll only not do it if I'm getting a Coke.
Well, yeah.
If the Coke is $1.50, which I think is a little high for a Coke at a bar.
Yeah.
Because some places will give you, Cokes for $1.
Sure. I got a Sprite for free at Hop Leaf last night.
Some places will do that, which I think is kind of cool.
I mean, I was ordering a beer on the so it wasn't like it was... No cash, but they just tipped it in for free.
If it's $1.50 Coke, then I just give them $2 and And I think they kind of price it that way,
probably
just to get the 50 cents. I'm
sure,
Anyway, but
so it was interesting learning how everybody tips. It seems like everybody seems to have left 15% behind I think only our parents are tipping 15% at this point.
I know some people who still tip 10.
10?
10.
God, are they animals?
No, they're just really old school.
All right.
I mean, I don't even remember that old school. We're talking grandparents.
Yeah, Gaper's Block is moving into sports sponsorship. No, we're not getting a NASCAR car. Doesn't that sound redundant? NASCAR car.
Yeah.
No, we're not sponsoring NASCAR. We're sponsoring cycling team that Nas just happens to be one of the founding members of. Naz, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
The team is actually called Half Acre Cycling, and our title and premier sponsor is Half Acre Beer here in Chicago. Some of my friends had approached them, and my friends ended up approaching me about joining the team, and so I did, and I've been designing the kit and talked to Andrew about possibly sponsoring this and putting up a bit of money, and that's what we're doing.
So we have our name on jerseys.
We do. Cool. So
Gaper's Block.
The kit, the uniforms are quite Chicago oriented. Lots of light blue stars, and you can see it at halfacrecycling.org.
That's
if you're interested.
That's all one word, obviously, no dashes. Halfacrecycling.org.
Yeah.
So. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
And yeah, we wish the new team a lot of luck. Do our name proud.
Should be a good year. So.
Yeah, cool.
What do we got going on this upcoming weekend? And
there's, you know, it always seems like everybody thinks about New Year's Eve, and then for the next couple of weeks, there's almost nothing going on.
Really?
Everybody forgets to schedule stuff for the next couple of weeks.
That's weird, though, because, see,
I know.
In my calendar, my iCal, is completely booked. In January.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you're going.
My
forward.
Calendar is crazy too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm leaving actually today to head down to Marco Island to help a friend drive a car back up from down there.
I feel this is the busiest social January I've ever seen.
It's pretty crazy, but aren't that many events though at the same time.
That's true. Like these are all parties, or these are like you know get-togethers, and
private
friends,
stuff.
So that is interesting. I didn't think about that.
So yeah, so there's a couple of things though. I wanted to talk about a couple things tomorrow night, Friday night. That's the 11th, and it happens to be the 11th annual Chicago Critical Mass Art Show. And that's going to be at the Mercury Cafe from 5:30 to 9. And Mercury Cafe is 1505 West Chicago Avenue. You can learn more at Critical Mass's website, so chicagocriticalmass.org. And on the same night, if you're on a bike and you go to Critical Mass, you can then slide on over to the Art Institute's staff and faculty art show, which is at 847 West Jackson. That's actually from 5:30 to 7:30, so you might want to go there first. Both shows are free. Lots of great art, and yeah, it should be a really good crowd at both.
Yeah, I think so too. They kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Bikers and artists.
A little bit.
Somewhat. My pick is on Saturday, January 12th, Clive Barker, you know, horror. The Clive Barker is in town to actually present Hellraiser, which is it's having its 20th anniversary.
Wow, that's that old?
It is that old. Damn. Can you imagine? That was the 80s.
That's crazy.
87.
Yeah.
And he'll be at the Music Box, you know, where people like him and films like this
sure.
live on in glory. And I think that's a fitting place for
Hellraiser. Be great if they had organ accompaniment for Hellraiser.
They might.
That'd be cool.
That'd be a good time. I've actually never seen Hellraiser.
Really?
I just know Pinhead and, you know,
I've only seen it on
his iconic,
HBO.
You know.
Yeah, you know, I always liked the tall man from Phantasm.
I have never heard of Phantasm,
oh,
nor
seriously?
The tall man.
Oh, yeah. It's this really creepy show, well, movie. There were three, maybe four of them.
Who's that, who's that little guy with him?
He had these little, like, dwarves that... well, let me give you a little backstory.
Okay.
The whole thing takes place in this, like, mortuary or funeral home. And the tall man is the... is like the funeral director, but he turns out to be this super evil guy, and he has a couple of these weird little dwarves who run around. You know, it's like his minions.
They kind of look like Jawas.
A little bit, but they were much scarier. They looked kind of like possessed, like toddlers or something. But the phantasm itself was these weird, like, chrome balls that floated and, like, glided through the air. And they had all these, like, you know, knives and hooks. And they killed you by, like, basically plunging these knives into your forehead, inserting a screw that had, like, a pipe inside of it. So, and then, like, draining all of the blood out of your head.
Oh, it was like saponation.
A little like that, only a little bit more... A little more gory, if you can imagine. So yeah, I saw that on late night television.
It's like an early, scared early the hell version out of, me. Of Saw.
A little bit, yeah.
Which I just found out just had its fourth movie.
Yeah, Saw 4.
I can't believe
they had two in 1 year. Saw 3 came out really early in 07, and Saw 4 came out later in the year.
That's insane.
Tells you how much production goes into these things.
I'm surprised, you know. Well, I guess the sets are all the same.
Yeah.
They probably just, like, get a bunch of new people.
Right.
Have that set.
It's like the real world.
It kind of is. New except crew. Everyone dies.
Right.
So.
And no confessional.
Yeah. So.
So anyway, I mean, that's kind of it. Flostradamus is going to be playing at Sonotech on Saturday also. That should be fun.
Hometown DJ duo.
Yeah.
They're always good.
Right.
Sonotech is an interesting place.
That place is rocking. I love
it. I like Sonotech. It's one of those places where if you did not know it, you'd miss it.
Yeah, there definitely. There's barely any signage.
I know.
It's kind of a cool mod-looking building.
It's for the cool kids in the know.
Yeah, totally. Anyway, so I guess we're going to keep it short this week.
Short but sweet?
Yeah, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.